The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Tai Chi Master Vince Lasorso of White Willow Tai Chi Center in Cincinnati about Tai Chi. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week, some interesting tips on how to feel happier. Ever wanted to tone up on your positive personality traits? Well, here's some ideas to help you with gratitude, enthusiasm, and optimism. Number one is called the reach out. To improve gratitude, write a letter or send an email to someone who has supported you or gone out of her way for you recently and let her know that it mattered. Expressing gratitude can elicit positive emotions, which play a key role in boosting your mood. Number two is the working together approach to improve enthusiasm. Are you lacking motivation to do the things that you really want to do? Then surround yourself with an energetic crowd, a sporting event, an uplifting seminar, or even an aerobics class will do the trick. Enthusiasm can be contagious and a good kind of habit forming. And finally, we have the door opener, which improves our optimism. Think about a situation in which you lost out on something, whether the cause was bad luck or bad timing, and write it down. Then identify a door that opened because of the one that closed. This move helps you look at the bright side. I love it. The reach out, the working together approach, and the door opener to help you with your gratitude, your enthusiasm, and your optimism. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Vince Lasorso began his practice of Tai Chi and Qigong nearly 40 years ago. Trained as a human factors engineer and a paramedic, I love it, Vince became one of the major influencing voices in the international Tai Chi world in the late 80s. Appointed as a master in 1990, Vince left that corporate world to open up the White Willow School of Tai Chi and Qigong in the Whatever Works Wellness Center, founded by his wife, Connie, in Cincinnati. Welcome, Vince, to Your Holistic Health.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here again.
Well, Vince, let's just jump right in and talk about Tai Chi and explain to our listeners what makes Tai Chi distinct and interesting and different from Qigong and yoga.
Well, that's a question that a lot of people ask. Well, Tai Chi, first of all, Tai Chi Chuan, its true name, was created as a martial art. So, in fact, Chuan means fist. So it's always had a martial arts history. But in structure and in practice, it's done very much like Qigong, which is a healing art. And these processes are done to strengthen the body, condition the body, and to produce a flow of actually acoustic energy that helps your cells regenerate and heal. So this is a very old process. So Tai Chi is a different kind of a martial art, if you will, that actually has healing built into it. Whereas yoga is something that is done. I mean, there are many different types of yoga. But yoga also has somewhat of a religious undertone to it, is that it was created as also part of a worship system. Whereas that's not the the process in Tai Chi or Qigong. These were very practically designed systems to heal the body.
All right, so it's a movement. It's a series of movements. It's a kind of a program, if you will, because it's lengthier than, say, Qigong, which is maybe simpler movements, not as intense or complex, versus yoga, which is more stretching and breathing. Is that another way to sort of compare and contrast?
Well, when you take it that way, yes, absolutely. A Tai Chi form can take anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes on the in the modern forms that are out there today. But then there are some, like ours, that can go on for nearly an hour. So it's an hour of continuous choreographed movements. Yeah, there's some aerobics, there's some strength building, and there's very intense meditative process to doing something in slow motion for a long period of time. So, and those structures are, you know, the choreographed for a reason. They loosen the body, they then strengthen the body, then they kind of cool down the body. So there is a structure within the forms themselves.
Is it helpful then to perhaps start out of the gate as a nouveau wannabe Tai Chi participant with Qigong or something simpler, or is that necessary?
Well, when I train it, I train all my beginning students in Qigong. And the reason for that is because they are simpler movements, there's less confusion and there's less learner stress. And you're learning to learn movements. And at the same time, when you're taught Qigong, you're taught a structure of movement, how to get your alignments. In the Tai Chi forms, the forms themselves can be very overwhelming if you don't know, let's say, little subsets of movement. So Qigong provides a student the ability to learn little subsets so that you're not just jumping into it, in a sense, an alphabet or a musical scale. Then when you move on to the Tai Chi forms, your body has some muscle memory. It already has some looseness. So there's less likely of injury and there's less likely confusion, because the choreography of a form can be very difficult to learn and to keep track of in your head. So the simpler movements can give you the health benefit without creating learner stress.
Well, you know, I know that, for example, in Cincinnati, there is a program for cancer patients, I know you're aware of it, in town. And I'm just so curious, if it's a very complex system, and I think it's fabulous to watch, by the way. I've seen this in China. I've seen seas of people, swimming seas, literally, of masses of people doing Tai Chi at early morning hour together. And it's just breathtaking to see, as you can imagine. Why has Tai Chi become so popular over and above Qigong?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and the reason is our minds are so active that it's very hard to slow down and pay attention to simple, mundane movements. So by having a richer choreography, it gives that left brain a lot to pay attention to. Okay, so it's less likely to get off track. I remember when I was learning to drive a car, I had to pay so much attention to how I steered and how I pressed the brake and all. And then very shortly, I was able to eat a hamburger. So I wasn't paying attention to the road anymore. Whereas the Tai Chi choreography demands you pay attention or you're going to trip yourself up or lose your balance. In Qigong, you're moving in simpler movements, so you're less likely to get out of the process. And much of what your healing benefits are depends upon staying in the process, being with the exercise and with the movements, or else you're just going to go into your normal daydreams and stressing thoughts.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the experiences that you've had over the 30-some years that you've been in the business and how different what you do now is from your former life in the corporate world. I just smile when I see stories like yours, I almost want to say you got it, or you got, you know, you get it, you got it, you both. Maybe share some of us the benefits that you've seen over the years in your clients.
Oh, wow. Well, that's a good question. I'll start with me, though, if you don't mind.
Yes, please.
Because I was very fortunate, because I started Tai Chi before I got into the corporate world. But it didn't take very long before I dropped the practice. And I was, you know, just kind of doing it every once in a while, and I wasn't quite serious with it. But then I got serious, and when I did, my world, my corporate world and my corporate experience changed. And I was two task. I was usually ahead of everything that anybody wanted, and I was actually kind of running on intuition. Now, I just had a new IT executive come on board the other day. She's a young 35-year-old executive managing multiple programs. And when she came in, she was quite stressed out and real tight. And after 8 weeks of the beginning program that we run here, she says, I'm on constant chill. She says, I'm so relaxed. She says, I don't feel any stress. She says, I have clarity. The activities of the office, I just simply know how to handle it. And she says, and all the people around me are stressing and yelling and doing sorts of things. And it just kind of feels like you're in your own little bubble, but you're completely present with the process. And she said, and I didn't do anything to do that. It just happened. And that's the most common thing that we have, is that suddenly people aren't road raging anymore, or they're just not getting concerned about the little stuff. They're too task, they're relaxed, their body is relaxed, and when it starts to tense up, they know how to bring it back into center. So I think that's kind of the obvious benefit that people get right away, is your life just improves. It just gets smooth.
You know, before we go to break, I just want to make a comment and an observation. It seems to me that there may be a place for Tai Chi in corporate America over the lunch hour, as more and more companies are placing internally wellness program-related gyms, activities, walking paths. Wouldn't there possibly be a great place for Tai Chi as a stress reliever?
It's an excellent stress reliever in the corporate environment. And I started teaching corporate programs in Johnson Wax back in 1985. And people were able to do that during their breaks. You can do very simple Qigong exercises and get a meditation coffee break, if you will. And then when you go back to your work, you're right back to task and with much more clarity. I would love to see that. That would be a very good benefit.
Well, you know, it could be kind of a fun activity as well if everybody choreographed on a certain time, like a wave of Tai Chi out in the hall or in the cafeteria. Can you imagine what joy that would bring and probably incentivize others to get on board? I can just feel it.
A Tai Chi flash mob.
Yeah, flash mob. There you go. We're going to take a break very quickly, and if you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Vince Lasorso about Tai Chi. And we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Vince Lasorso about Tai Chi, one of my favorite non-traditional interventions, practices, art form. And Tai Chi is very resilient over the years, the decades, the centuries, as well as very holistic. And I would love to know more, Vince, from you in terms of other types of individuals or conditions. We've talked about cancer patients. We've talked about corporate America and stress. Other conditions where you see, as a professional, Tai Chi in a holistic sense, a step towards healing?
Well, the biggest results that we have in Tai Chi are in the issues of musculoskeletal things and musculoskeletal pain, where people are, you know, in their 60s and they're actually literally becoming incapacitated. And we get brilliant results there. We also get excellent results with arthritis. We do very well with fibromyalgia. Depression is another thing that's very, you know, very good for it. Then there are the big things. There's like Parkinson's. And it's been very successful. There's been some studies that shows it, that it improves balance and quality of life. And I've had quite a few Parkinson's patients that have benefited very nicely from this, regaining balance, regaining some control. It would be nice if we can get them before they're on medication, because that kind of interferes with the process. I mean, it's a necessary thing, but if we can get some of that neural wiring up front, oftentimes we can prolong it before they need their medication. So I've had that happen, where I've had people before medication, and they were able to maybe go another year or so before they had to go on it. So there's pretty much, those are the big things that we're the most successful with.
Have you ever had an aha moment that you had to step back and say, wow, I didn't see that one coming, or, you know, I had no idea, and then pursued that patient population more specifically than you did before you had that aha?
Well, actually, I can understand what you're saying. Yeah, I have had some aha moments with various things, but I hate to say this, it's an individual thing. You know, it's not a patient population thing where I can say, well, oh, I can help all Parkinson's patients, because you really can't. There are people that are literally guided to it. And those are the people that benefit. And when I've thrown myself out there, I found people just couldn't comply. And they mentally wanted to, but their life and actions weren't there. And I've kind of, I guess my aha moment is, let them come to me. Is put it out there. Let the world know that it's there. But the people that are going to benefit for it will find it, and they will find the right instructor, especially if they pray on it.
Well, I agree with that. I think the universe, and I think the Holy Spirit, I will share that with you, have tremendous influence in where we are led in life, and that path is sometimes very clear before we rationalize it, which I think is an aha moment for me anyway. And I'm going to refer us to scripture. Thank you for that segue, because I think that Tai Chi, as an observer, now I'm speaking, is a very gentle, flowing, sort of an easy type of an activity, even though it's hard to accomplish, as you have mentioned with the choreography. To watch that gives one a sense of peace. And I'm moved to share Matthew 11, verses 29-30, and I quote, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I think Tai Chi is gentle. I think it's rest for the soul. I think those things go hand in hand. And regardless of your faith belief system, I believe that there is a message there for you listeners who may have never even thought about doing something as complex as Tai Chi. Don't be shy. Don't be intimidated, because the journey is towards gentleness and peace. Would you not agree?
Oh, absolutely. I totally agree with that. Tai Chi is probably the most peaceful thing that a person can do. It is, as you were saying, it's dancing within the Holy Spirit, because you move a shift. You make a shift with the very first breath that you take, and you start to move into this nice expanded awareness of all the surroundings around you, and as you get calmer and you're moving slowly, you just feel, you know, the presence all around you. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, I really try to emphasize with the students, is to be in that presence. And the movement just makes it richer and easier to get into that space.
Now, is there an average length of therapy for people? I mean, I guess I'm kind of curious about persistence within the programs that you share. And are there different levels for those who may say, well, gee, I just want to put my toe in the water, maybe for a couple, 3-4 weeks, as opposed to committing for a year? Mm-hmm. Can they do that?
Well, most of the schools have some sort of 8-week program where people can get a taste of what they will be in. In our school, which is the only one I can really speak about, we start that right off with an 8-week program. And usually what I allow is I allow people to take the first class for just a very small fee. And at that point, then they know whether this is going to fit for them psychologically, spiritually, and if the style of the teacher is going to match, you know, their learning style. And then we move on, in our case, through the foundational Qigong exercises that are, I use them musically, so they're learning a scale, and they readjust it. And I would think that most schools, most of the YMCAs, do have these kind of introductory programs. I would strongly recommend people not try a video, because it's just too overwhelming. Even the best are too overwhelming. You really need someone there to say, no, 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 your foot is in the wrong spot, because you can get injured doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, you could hurt a knee or twist something. So it's always good to have somebody there pointing out what you're doing. So I think tasting it, and I really do think a very important thing is read a school's material and see if they fit. See if you have the instinct that this person will be correct for you. And sometimes it's the school you don't think will be the right fit that is the fit. So you really do have to trust the Holy Spirit on this one to get you into the right place.
And it underscores the need to shop around and once again do your homework and think, be thoughtful about your decision and ask questions. I'm sure I welcome questions in my practice. I know that you do as well, mm-hmm. Knowing you over the years. And it's not, you shouldn't be shy or embarrassed, but in certain, it is imperative to get a good match and be healed or in the healing process, as opposed to more frustrated, more stressed, and now having out-of-pocket expenses on top. I want to tell you something that I was just thinking about that's funny. I can envision the type A personality, you know, high gear, and kind of like an engineer, but you didn't hear me say that, trying to slow down. And I want the patience of Job and give it to me now. Having a hard time, as you mentioned, relaxing, slowing down, moving with intention more slowly through space and time. I can remember, although we're not talking about yoga tonight, but I kind of checked out of yoga because I kept looking at the clock, hurry up. I failed yoga. So I'm hoping, I'm praying, would Tai Chi be an opportunity, an option for me? Because I might be one of those type A's, Vince.
Well, and that is a very, that's the reason why Tai Chi is so popular, is because you're up and you're moving. You're on your feet. It relates to things that you do. And, You're moving your arms, you're moving your legs. It seems much more like calisthenics. And because you're moving so much and you're moving through a pattern, you can tend to let go more. and it's not alien at that point. It's like, oh, okay, it's like I'm doing my workout, my jazzercise, only slower. And that's important. You can establish a rhythm. And when you practice, and it may be difficult in a class, but it's easier to practice at home. See, anybody can go to the class, and even with the yoga, as you said, watch the clock and get some benefit. But it's the practice at home that matters. And that's where most of my Tai Chi students will go home and do their work, and they'll do it at double the pace that I do it, but they're doing it, and they're getting the benefit. Whereas if they had to go home and sit and do a stretch, they won't do that. Mm. So the Tai Chi forms are very good for the type A person to practice outside of the classroom.
Now, are there any special effects that you use to enhance movement? I'm asking in particular, perhaps, the structure of the room, the decor, perhaps music or not, the flow of your voice. What are some of the sort of embellishments on top of the choreography that may come about in Tai Chi?
Well, that's an all of the above. Certainly all of these things are important. Music, vitally important. There are many different types of music to do it, but if you can have a music, especially something that's not electronic, but more of a classical-based music that will go at a 60 beats per minute, that really helps. So music is very important. It sets the brain waves into the patterns that they need to. And there are many different types of music that a person can experiment with. Tai Chi is kind of an outdoor sport, but temperature can get in the way. So you do want to have maybe some windows, some things where you can see into the outside and see the trees. Our Tai Chi school is located on the second floor, and we have windows, and they all look into trees. So people are looking out the windows, and they're seeing sky and trees and birds. And that's important because you want to be, again, part of nature. And then, of course, you set the tempo with your voice and with your own movements. The teacher should be in that presence and in that space themselves when they're talking and when they're guiding you through it. And of all things, there has to be love and compassion. In my way of saying, people say, well, you're so kind and you're so patient. And I'm not. I have things. I'm kind and patient because I love them.
Oh, I'm sure that comes through. And, you're going to...
I want them to succeed, and they're hating themselves right in that moment because they can't do it. I can't do it. They're feeling stupid. They're feeling incompetent. Mm-hmm. And so there's only one way to lead, and that's with love. And that's what I do with my instructors. I tell them, I don't care how good you are technically. I care how much you care.
I love it. And I know you're going to be kind and loving when I tell you we're all out of time.
Okay.
So we're going to wrap up very quickly. Let's put your website out there, Vince. WhiteWillowTaiChi.com. Am I correct in that?
Correct.
All one word. WhiteWillowTaiChi.com. My thanks to Vince Lasorso for being with us tonight. We're going to wrap up with a quote of the week from Corrie Ten Boom. And I quote, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Please join us next week at the same time to hear Dr. Sherry Heumann talk to us about music in the nursing home for the elderly with Alzheimer's on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.